going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I'm already looking forward to tomorrow's show where we get to do the fun stuff with Who's Still Left.
Oh, yeah.
Lions, I have two picks minimum. maybe they won't have two picks. Maybe they will move up. But yeah, a lot on the table. Draft gets underway tonight. Pistons in action.
Three.
What's that?
Maybe they'll have three.
Maybe they will. What, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, if they back up, and get into the top of that. Well, that's where the trade rumors are, right? I mean, the Lions have started to a little percolation. We told you yesterday about Todd McShay and his proposed trade. He had the Lions trading back to 34 with the New York Giants and securing 99. So they would give up their pick at 28. They'd have the second pick in the second round tomorrow. They would have their own pick at 60. They would have their own third round pick, and they'd have a pick at 99. So I guess they'd walk away with – no, they don't have that pick at 99. It's the only one they have in the third round. My apology. Or no, that's not – I've got this wrong. Hold on. They would trade back – with the Giants, they get the Giants pick at 99. Yeah, they've got four picks on day two. That's how it would work. So, I mean, that would be great. They'd have no picks tonight, but they'd have the pick at 34, 60, 102, and 130. So that's who they could walk away with. That's what they could walk away if they move back. If they move up, well, I mean, word is today, very specifically, remember yesterday we heard teams in the 20s are looking to trade back. Apparently, the team is the Broncos at 20. If you're moving up to 20, that's where you start getting into the Jahad Campbell discussion and maybe the Mike Green discussion. Maybe. I could see that being who they'd be after.
There are a lot of trade rumors trickling out of Green Bay right now with the draft. There's talks that the fact that the Jags have been linked to Genty so much that teams are getting aggressive to move up. And then that would cause the Jags to move up. I mean, they wouldn't move up to number 3 or 2 to get Genty, would they? You know, like this is the part I love about the draft, though. This is absolutely crazy. Yesterday, Jerry Jones said they're talking about trading, getting aggressive. So there could be a lot of action tonight.
Apparently, you know, the Giants and the Browns are getting lots of calls. It's the reporting now is that the Giants aren't likely to move their pick. But Cleveland is taking the calls very seriously to get out of two. That'd be wild. If Ashton Genty goes second overall because some team is so desperate to get the running back, I mean, that's the Barry Sanders effect.
248-539-9797.
I call it the Sione Vaccia effect.
But is that?
Yeah.
That's a stretch, Kang. I hate to tell you, that's a stretch. Oh. It's the Jahmyr Gibbs effect. People are now welcoming the idea of taking a running back because while they laughed and snickered at Brad Holmes, it was worth it.
For drafting the second running back in the draft.
Yeah. Jahmyr Gibbs. 248-539-9797. Kevin's in Hazel Park. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up?
So I say this a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but One thing I hate about the draft, and it's almost guaranteed, if the Lions stay at 28, there'll be a commercial break, and when they come back, they'll talk very minimally about the pick.
This used to be true.
You know what, though? While that is historically without question true, that when the Lions are on the clock, we'll be right back, or the Lions have made their pick, the pick is in, they make the pick, and we'll be right back. Like, there's always a commercial break around the Lions pick. The Lions also were the biggest TV ratings draw for all the networks this year, minus, I think, Amazon. So maybe, just maybe, Kevin, that trend will be broken.
Hey, there's a lot of things they've already broken already, so maybe this will be it.
This is true. But you're right. That does happen frequently in the draft. Has. 248-539-9797. Colin is in Florida and joins us here on 97 with a ticket. Hi, Colin.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing good. Where in Florida are you?
I'm in the Keys.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. But I personally love the draft because it is the one time a year where every single fan base has even just a little bit of hope. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit. Like, even me. I am a Jaguars fan. Do you have any idea how painful that is? Actually, you guys are Lions fans. You probably do.
We probably do know what it's like.
We have an idea.
Yep.
What do you want the Jags to do at 5?
All this talk about trading up for Gentry, Just take Mason Graham at 5. Take the guy out of Michigan. Tank Bigsby will be fine. I don't understand trading up to 2-3 to get Gentry.
What if you stay at 5?
Played against accountants.
Colin, what if you stay at 5 and Genty's there? Would you take him?
No, I would take Mason Graham out of Michigan.
All right, there it is.
All right. So you don't want him at all. There's a lot of talk linking you guys to Genty.
I don't get it. I should just trust Liam Cohen, but I don't know. I'm scared.
I don't blame you for being scared. I completely understand, but thank you for the phone call. Jags fan in Florida listening. I just thought he must have been a Detroiter, but okay, cool. My pick prediction would be I would go way off the board and say Will Johnson get another corner to pair with Terrion. Well, that would be something, and that would be a plummet. That would mean that the smoke was legit. Ryan says, I think the pick is going to be Kenneth Grant. Brian in Northville, hi, Doug and Gator. My gut tells me it's an edge rusher, James Pierce Jr. from Tennessee. I think all the noise about him plays into him sliding down, and I don't think the Lions will trade up tonight. I like the Alabama linebacker as well, but he will be gone. It's Pierce. Because the question was, who do you actually think the pick is going to be? The pick is Tyler Booker. Brad loves Alabama players, and Booker is the perfect fit at guard opposite of Mahogany. Well, I think it's going to be a guard. I just think it's going to be Gray Zabel.
Well, Zabel and Booker both have lots of tons of upside, first of all, and they also have some versatility. But Zabel has like the ultimate versatility. He's played everywhere on that offensive line.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. More your open line calls, your feedback. Let's talk some Tigers with a win yesterday and something I thought I'd never see. That coming up today at 1:16 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor space? Builders First Source has you covered. With 4 Metro Detroit locations, they specialize in top quality composite decking. Brands that you trust. Brands like Trex, TimberTech, and AZEK. So whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just need a certified installer, their expert team will help you build the perfect deck that stands the test of time. Visit one of their locations today in Lapeer, Auburn Hills, Clinton Township, or Shelby Township and discover why Builders First Source is your go-to for decking. Quality, service, and unbeatable value, that's the Builders First Source promise. Search buildersfirstsource.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 A Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. We have a boatload of texts and predictions of what's going to go down tonight. Who do you think the pick is actually going to be. Looking for people who are headed to the Piston game tonight with or without tickets. Talk some Tigers in a sec. Matt Anamora writes in, I went to the Bucks-Lions playoff game and went out on a limb and bought tickets tonight for the Pistons. I have butterflies in my stomach. It's going to be electric.
Oh, boy.
We choked in the NFC Championship game because we couldn't get pressured on or stop Purdy when we needed to. We couldn't stop a rookie quarterback this past season because we couldn't get enough pressure. We have no problem scoring. We need another big piece on the D-line. Well, you know what would help on the D-line is Aiden Hutchinson.
Would have helped to have Aiden Hutchinson healthy and ready to go against Washington, for sure.
I'm not sure that what happened against Washington, it's scarred and it's scarred deep. I think people are reacting to that being the real Detroit Lions, and I don't think it is.
You know what else would have helped? Ali McNeil. You know what else would have helped? Carlton Davis. You know what else would have helped? Amik Robertson after the second play of the game.
Yeah.
Just going through a few things that would have helped.
Yep. Derek Barnes would have helped.
Derek Barnes would have helped.
I'm taking the best offensive lineman on the board. We desperately need depth on the offensive line. And I don't disagree with that from an unnamed texter. All right, let's talk about the Tigers. I saw something yesterday in a Tiger game I never would have thought I'd imagine to see. And that was Javi Mays with the running catch overhead deep in center field at the Polo Grounds. What a catch by Javi Baez.
He looked fantastic. I mean, that catch was... looked like he's been playing center field his entire career. And when that ball is hit, when they showed the replay from like behind the backstop, when you want, it's not a backstop, from behind the catcher in Pro Bowl, that ball looked like it is absolutely targeted for right center field. But the wind kind of pushes it. But Baez takes this brilliant route to it. He doesn't overreact. He's not like, oh my God, I got to go full sprint and then find himself out of position. He just calmly played it. Made the catch, like that's my job. It's what I'm supposed to do. And that's the advantage of having a guy who is a shortstop, who's incredibly athletic, and is used to having to go back into the outfield with his back to the batter to make catches. That's an advantage. And he absolutely played it last night or yesterday. He looks good in center field. Can he hit? Well, we'll see. He's hitting so far. Not much extra base hit power yet, but he is hitting. He went up there at the plate after he made that catch. He was hunting a home run. He swung through his shoes on that following at bat. I was hoping he was going to get it, but I like what I see from Javi.
Well, it was an incredible, for people who didn't see it, it was one of the degree of difficulty of a running directly towards the center field fence with the ball coming over your head to be able to make that play. Was truly remarkable, and I give him a ton of credit for that. Will he be able to do it long term? I mean, we'll find out. You got to give him credit though, because we have to also remember it was like his fourth game in center field, so he does have some experience. But as great as that catch was, on the marquee was Reese Olson, who was borderline unhittable against a lineup that is incredible with the Padres. I mean, we got to the ninth inning and the Padres white flagged that. They pinch hit for, 2, 3, and 4 in their order as the Tigers rolled to a win in the series. But Reese Olson was mowing down guys quickly. This is back-to-back great starts for, the other guy in the rotation, right? There's a lot of attention to the top two, Scooble and Flaherty. People talk a ton about Jackson Jobe and how exciting that young arm is. And, look at Casey Mize, who, at some point, I think many people had moved on him being a useful piece for a Detroit Tiger team. And, Reese Olson's the other guy who has now been spectacular in back-to-back starts.
It's great to see. And going deep into that game, he went into the eighth inning. He got the first out in the eighth inning, and then they pulled him after giving up a base hit or a walk or whatever. I think it was a walk. And then they said, all right, time to come out. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. Seven innings. 7 1/3. That's a great start for Reese Olson, and this Tigers rotation is quite formidable. I think they have the second or third best pitching staff in baseball right now, and
as measured by,
I think it might be just team ERA, but they're off to a great start with the pitching, and they're getting some timely hitting. But to be able to finish off the shutout last night, that was cool to walk away with that. The series win over the Padres, they're really good. They've got some big wins under their belt already this season. Yes, they started off 0-3, and they've been really good since that moment. And I keep going back. A wise man once said to me, this is the best 0-3 baseball team I've ever seen.
Your favorite, Doug.
My favorite 0-3 team of all time.
This is so not pitching chaos, by the way.
No, not at all. This is controlled chaos.
Yes, this is, you know, your starters, and they're kicking ass out there on the mound. I mean, this is so much better. I know chaos was fun.
Yep.
And you know, because the results were there. But you can't, that's just not sustainable. And they knew that. And they went out, you know, Scott Harris and AJ Hinch went out and put together a great staff. And Fetter's part of that as well.
So I guess one of the intriguing things is, you know, early adapters here to this team being really, really good in the in these chairs here in studio. And whenever we do this, and I'm perfectly fine with people saying, I need to see more, I need to see more. And that 40-game mark always gets cited. I wonder now after 25 games, people are going, you know what? I'm not waiting to 40. I buy in. They're going to be there all year. Are there people that are buying in now because they are 15-7 since the Dodgers series? And they've won series against the Yankees. They won series against the Padres. They have a great record in the division. They're like 9-3 in the division. There's all kinds of data. Their run differential, which makes a difference over the course of the season. You know, that's how the better teams start to distinguish themselves. And while the Tigers are a half game up on Cleveland, the Tigers' run differential is plus 30. Cleveland's run differential is minus 5.
You know, there are some really good numbers that support that this is a really good baseball team, but people are always going to be hesitant in this town because they've seen people get off to hot starts before. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's expecting Zach McKinstry to keep this up, right? And I think he pulled an over last night, but that's okay because he's been great so far. But if you don't think he's going to keep it up, or you don't think Torkelson's going to keep up the torrid start that he's off to, I can understand that. You're not sure what you're going to get when Vierling comes back. Is he going to be, you know, a plus player in the lineup? What happens when Parker Meadows comes back? Is it going to take another learning curve for him to get back up to speed hitting wise? There's lots of questions with it, but the one constant, which is why I would say go ahead and feel good about it, the pitching, the great staff all throughout, not just the five starters, the guys they have in the bullpen. And it will, there'll be some guys that are brought up and down throughout the course of the season. And, you know, AJ Hinch and Chris Fetter, they know exactly what they're doing with that staff. And it's got to be quite a feeling of confidence to know that you're already off on a good foot here because of who's taking the hill. And then add to that, okay, now we're going to go look at the lineup and factor in lefty and righty and all that stuff. But they've done a great job so far. And I didn't realize there's a plus 30 run differential already.
Meantime, guys like Zach McKinstry and Kerry Carpenter have higher OPSs than guys like Shohei Ohtani and Juan Soto. That's the part that you go, all right, that might not be sustainable, right. But there are other guys that haven't delivered the way they're expected to. So we'll see. I mean, and if they've sorted it out, if certain individuals have sorted it out, all of a sudden, you know, the bat that they need to get was in-house all the time with Spencer Torkelson. And the arm they needed to get was in-house all the time with Casey Mize. And the bullpen is what the bullpen is. Yeah, we were early adapters, and I wonder if others who usually wait for the 40-game mark are saying, F it, I've seen enough. You look at last year's finish, you couple it with this year's start. That's enough data to say, I think this team is going to be good. 248-539-9797. You know, I mean, it was a beautiful day yesterday. Sun was out and shining, and it was good to be down at the ballpark. I enjoyed myself. Went to Slo's afterwards.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I went to Slo's.
You finally get some ribs?
No, I did not get some ribs.
Sausage?
I did not. No, I got the Yardbird sandwich.
Yeah, there you
pulled
go.
Pork?
Pulled chicken, yes. Pulled chicken.
It's a good sandwich.
248-539-9797. Feedback coming in. Chris in a car says, I have no clue who Detroit is going to draft, but I am absolutely certain they won't pick at 28. They will either move up or trade down, but they will not pick at 28. It's from Chris. For the Pistons, I really hope they televise the player intros tonight in the broadcast, going to bring back a lot of fun memories. So I heard Luke say in the update that maybe the final countdown will be used.
Yeah, and also I think Johnny Cain did say, or I think he someone had asked him about the showing the player intros on TV, and he said that they are going to.
All right, so if that's a reason to tune into FanDuel and not TNT. RJ in Westland says, I have a feeling we trade up for Mike Green. At least that's who I want. Scott McComb says, take an offensive lineman. You never can have enough. You can never have enough. Shore up the line, especially the guards.
Well, they have a need, and there are good players available.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket. Hey, a great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out, and that's where True Green comes in. They are the local experts in Detroit and the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. And here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Spring is here, and there is no better time to make a move than right now at Sarah Chevrolet Southfield. The weather's warming up, the days are getting longer, and it's the perfect time to take advantage of some incredible offers that are hard to beat. Right now, you can lease a 2025 Equinox EV for just $159 a month. That's right, only $159 a month. Plus, if you're looking for something with a little more power, you can drive off in a 2025 Silverado for only $298 a month. And here's the best part. Both of those offers are with just $999 down. And that includes the taxes and the fees. Yep, you heard that right. No hidden surprises. So whether you need a sleek new SUV or a powerful truck, Sarah Chevrolet Southfield has the perfect vehicle waiting for you. But you'll need to act fast. These deals will not last long, so why wait? Head over to Sarah Chevrolet Southfield today and take a test drive. You're going to see for yourself why they're known for making car buying a stress-free experience. Spring into action today. Don't miss out on these fantastic deals. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield. Together, let's drive.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I want to comment on something one of our colleagues just tweeted out here at 97.1 The Ticket. And it's our guy, TJ Lang, who played professional football with the Green Bay Packers for, I believe, 8 seasons, came to Lions for a couple of years. Ferndale native, played at Eastern Michigan University and was a mid-round pick of the Packers.
Brother Rice Warrior too, right?
Indeed he was, yes. And now that I see this, he was 2009. He was a 4th-round pick of the Green Bay Packers. He just tweeted out a picture. It says, good luck to all the draftees the next couple of days. Best feeling in the world is getting that phone call and realizing your dreams are coming true. Enjoy the moment. And he attached a picture. And in the picture, it's him with a hat on backwards and a form-fitting shirt and a pair of shorts on the phone. Presumably, this is when he got the call. And I'm looking at this picture and I'm thinking, did he get drafted from behind the walls of a prison? Like, where exactly was TJ when this picture was taken? You have got to see this.
It's like gray cinder blocks behind him, and it looks like a shower head.
Is there a shower head? Is that a shower head?
It looks like a shower head and like an upside, some sort of cheap plastic table has been flipped over on the side. I'm not sure he's safe in that picture.
You know, he was able to escape that Romanian prison and get back into the States to introduce himself to the Green Bay fans.
Where was TJ when he was drafted? I find this to be a curious picture. Is there a story we don't know about? Was he doing some charity work from behind the walls of a prison?
I don't know.
Sensitive to it in case that's the case, but it's been tweeted out. You can see it from our Twitter page, @DougAndGator971.
It looks like he's letting out some sweetness, too, though, while he's doing it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Is he,
there was a time I was in prison.
Right?
I had to shank 5 other prisoners just to make it out because I was about to be drafted by the Green Bay Packers. If you let me walk out these walls, I can promise you a few things. I will be an NFL player for years to come. I will come back to Detroit. I will play there. I will live there. And God willing, I'll have a career after there. But if you don't, I have a particular set of skills. A set of skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. People that want to poke holes in Aaron Rodgers and say he's not a good person. I can tell you, quite the opposite. He was great to me. But times change. Who knows? He could be a total jerk now. Look at this prison cell.
Yeah. So we've you can check it out at @DougAndGator971. Kang, you suggested he might be where?
Like a Romanian prison or on top of the hangover roof. Remember when they left their yeah, buddy right. up there?
Yeah. Yeah. Doug. It was Doug.
Doug. Yeah. Where's Doug?
Yep. Anyway.
Yeah. Once I get my buddy Doug off this roof, I'll be there.
Look at him. He's like, you did what with a tiger?
Somebody.
He's smiling in his picture.
Dylan tweeted us back. Was he chatting with the cartels? Anyway, all right, so tonight we've all talked about, for people just joining us.
Good news, the money transfer went through. We can let you go.
We've all talked about the what we think is going to happen tonight. I think when it's all said and done, I think the pick's going to be Gray Zabel, the interior offensive lineman, very versatile offensive lineman, however, from North Dakota State. Gator, you think the pick is going to be Donovan Azaraku, edge rusher from Boston College?
I do. I think there's going to be a number of players that we as Lions fans can all look at and say, sit back and just relax. They're going to be fine with the pick of 28.
Yep. And Kang, you think this is, you admit you have absolutely no idea. And so you're going to make the, oh, okay, pick of the person that is, you have no idea about.
Yeah, someone that we haven't even thought of, because that's how this thing usually works. And I go with Tyleek Williams, defensive tackle, Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the guy I'm wanting, but I just feel this year's draft is going to be so unpredictable, not just from a Lions point of view, but just from the draft. After the first 3 guys go, who knows what's going to happen. So that's the guy I think that they will pick. Not necessarily who I want, but I think that's who they end up with.
Okay, so let's get to who we want. Last chance on the record. If everything goes perfect tonight, Kang, I know who you're going to say.
Do you?
Yep, you want Shamar Stewart.
Yes, I do.
Yep.
I just believe that the lack of production is different when this coaching staff gets their hands on him. His RAS score is just through the roof. He's an effort guy, stops the run. Size-wise, he's a bigger defensive end, which they like, you know, and that helps stop the run, and he plays every snap. So I think Shamar Stewart's the guy I want.
Everything goes well means that they find out that their background checks and all the players pan out to what they want it to, and Mike Green is there, and they take him.
I come back and forth because I've had about 6-7 guys. I'm like, oh, you know what? I think I want this guy. I think I want that guy. I think it's going to be Gray Zabel, but if everything goes perfect, I think it's one of those defensive tackles. I think it's Derek Harmon, but, yeah. You know.
I went between Derek Harmon and Mike Green, but that's why I said if everything goes perfectly, that means Mike Green checks out.
That means he checked out. Yeah, I get it. Let's bring in the guys who are on deck from down. Are you guys at Hockey Town Cafe today?
We're nowhere, Doug.
You're nowhere.
We are nowhere, brother.
Okay.
There's barely lights on. So I don't know where we are.
It's downtown?
Yeah, ish.
Yeah, and it's gonna be ish, it's brother. Gonna be hopping eventually.
Somewhere down here. I wanna tell you, I love where your head is at with this pick. Yeah. You've like sought out all the angles. This kid from North Dakota.
Yeah.
I've never seen him. Don't care. Plays all 3 positions. They love versatility. You lost Zeitler. Everyone's screaming for an edge. You zig, they zag. Mm-hmm. I like it. What the hell's his name again? What is it?
Gray Zabel.
Yeah.
Yep. If you get this, you deserve the $25,000. Because if you can figure out what they're doing, you've really done something special.
Well, that's true. Kang went completely off the board and took Tyleek Williams because why not? It's as likely as anything else.
I don't think it's crazy. I don't. I mean, look, I've given up on them ever drafting an edge. So they're just going to draft a huge human. I don't know. I dig it. But I liked your description of it, the way you set it up. And honestly, I wouldn't hate it. I think it actually would be really good.
That's awesome. So what do you guys, I'm assuming a ton of, you got Pistons, yeah. You got draft, you got Tigers. It's a good time.
Yeah, we got to do a little Kirby Joseph to start, obviously, because people are going to want to get into that. But no, we're going to ask the question. I know in this town, the draft has always been a number one with a bullet. Tonight, it's barely going to make the iPad for me. It's all about Pistons-Knicks for me. I want to know what people's attention split is tonight. We're going to do that. We'll have some fun with the draft. I got one, and you guys hinted at it. I think I heard like 5 minutes earlier you guys doing this. If Brad did X, would your head explode? Or is the trust meter so high, you would find your way around
anything? I think the surprise meter is... That doesn't surprise me. Okay. I didn't see that coming. He trades up to get the running back from Boise. Okay. He's got a plan.
Yep.
So, no, we're going to get into it. And obviously, like, where's your guy split tonight?
Pistons, I think it's going to be, when the Pistons are on, I think I'm going to be 80% Pistons.
We're hosting the whole thing tonight. On Twitch and YouTube.
Are we?
Yeah. Like,
yeah. Got no details on that. So call me when you need me tonight,
We will see you both tonight. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much for being part of it. Yeah. You're always.
No problem.
You guys are always a highlight. So we look forward to seeing you tonight. We got twitch.tv, youtube.com. Tonight at 8 o'clock, just search up 971 The Ticket. We'll be there. It's just hanging out, watching sports, watching the draft. Should be fun. You guys have a great show down there. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 971.